South Dakota Congressman Bill Janklow will resign his seat after a jury in his home state convicted him late yesterday of second-degree manslaughter and three misdemeanors. The freshman Republican had been charged for his part in a traffic accident that killed a motorcyclist, Randy Scott. The verdict ends the political career of one of the state's most influential and charismatic figures. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch was in the courtroom as the verdict was read.
After 5 days of testimony, the jury deliberated for less than 5 hours. When the jury entered the courtroom for the last time, the crowd hushed as Janklow looked solemnly straight ahead. The verdict, guilty on all four counts, manslaughter in the second degree, reckless driving, speeding, and failing to stop at a stop sign. As Janklow remained seated, the congressman's son shook hands with each member of the victim's family. Janklow's daughter and Randy Scott's daughter joined in a tearful embrace.
Do you have anything to say to the family?
Circled by reporters, Congressman Janklow left the courthouse without speaking. The prosecutor packed up his briefcase and also left without a word. The victim's mother, Marcella Scott, was also tight-lipped, wiping away tears as she walked down the courthouse steps.
I'm satisfied with the verdict.
The verdict ends a dramatic week of testimony by witnesses, accident reconstructionists, and medical experts. Prosecutors had to prove that Randy Scott died because Janklow consciously disregarded the risks when he sped through a stop sign. Crucial to their case was testimony of a near collision involving Janklow at the very same intersection a year ago. The prosecution argued the congressman was, in essence, playing Russian roulette with his car. Janklow's attorneys countered with a medical defense in an attempt to show reasonable doubt. They swore in witness after witness to show the diabetic congressman was suffering a low blood sugar attack at the time of the collision because he had not eaten all day, and that he couldn't feel it coming on because of heart medication he was taking. But in closing arguments, prosecutor Roger Ellison labeled that defense goofy. He had used witnesses like emergency medical technician Mark Bonrud to discredit it. Bonrud treated Janklow at the scene of the accident and said the congressman told him he'd eaten earlier in the day and that his blood sugar level was fine.
I guess I understood his defense, but at the time of the accident and the thorough assessment that we do, it just didn't hold any water.
And Janklow may not have helped his case by taking the witness stand Saturday. He testified that sometimes he speeds and runs stop signs when he's in a hurry. Shortly after the guilty verdict was announced, the congressman released a letter saying he would resign on January 20th, the day he's to be sentenced. At the Bar X Lounge, just around the corner from the courthouse, locals like Diane Peter were shocked to hear the news.
It's just sad for the state. We need him.
At another table, Warren Pullis said Janklow will ultimately be remembered for his long public service career, but he said resigning from office now was the right thing for the congressman to do.
Well, he done South Dakota a lot of good. I mean, it wasn't that, but you can't break the laws.
The verdicts in a courthouse in Janklow's hometown bring his political career full circle. The Republican was elected attorney general after successfully prosecuting members of the American Indian Movement in the 1970s. The nickname he earned in those trials, Wild Bill Janklow, stuck with him through his 4 terms as South Dakota governor. Now Janklow faces a possible 10-year sentence on the manslaughter charge alone. An election will be held in June to fill the last 6 months of his term. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.